888-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Today, a message from Osama bin Laden. Support the Iraqis. Osama bin Laden voicing his support for the Iraqi regime, saying that all Muslims should support Iraq in their war against the United States. And, of course, that message takes us even closer to a eventual war with Iraq. We're talking, as you know, on occasion to the young people who fight in our military. Now, we have a young man who's actually not in the United States military. He is with a military academy in Altadena, California. It is Bradley Military Academy, and this is Cadet Collins, R.C. Collins. You're a junior cadet?
Yes, sir. I'm a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy, scheduled for a commission in the year 2004, hopefully with the United States Army.
So you're not in the Army right now?
Well, I mean, technically, no, but we're on the front line. Everybody knows what's expected of us, so we're ready to rock and roll.
All right. Let me ask you a question here. You guys who are involved in this war, I say you're not really, you're a military academy cadet, so you're not really involved in the war.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Hendry, if I could, to clarify some things for you. We are military cadets, but it's very probable that we'll be called up, and we're very proud of that.
Are you afraid?
No, sir, I'm not afraid.
Do you think that we'll be victorious? Do we have the troops?
Absolutely, sir, we have the troops, and yes, we will be victorious. I got to tell you something, Mr. Hendry, something that it's kind of a burr under my saddle. Right now in Washington, D.C. is the Vietnam War Memorial Wall. And while I think the Vietnam veterans are to be honored, the Iraq War will provide us with also people that need to be honored. The difference between the Iraq War, which will be fought by my generation, and the Vietnam War, which was fought by maybe your generation or older, is the fact that we will be victorious in Iraq, and with the greatest of respect to the Vietnam veterans, they was not. So we believe that a wall honoring the Iraq War veterans is necessary.
Well, I'm sure that one's going to be built, right?
Well, but I think it goes further, Mr. Hendry. I think that...
In other words, this isn't about us or them. One will be built for the Iraqi veterans.
But the Iraqi veterans deserve the best possible place, and that place would be in Constitution Park.
That's where the Vietnam Memorial is.
Yes, sir. And we are requesting that the United States government now transfer that memorial to the Iraq War veterans. Our military academy, while we may not be called up immediately, stand at the ready. We have sandblasters and wire brushes where we could take those names off and replace them with Iraq War veteran names.
Wait a minute. The Vietnam War Memorial, the wall, has the names of men and women who died in Vietnam.
Yes, sir.
All right. You guys are proposing to take those names off and make that the Iraq War Memorial?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Well, I think we do have some precedent.
What?
Again, I don't know whether you want me to say it or not.
What would give you the right to take the names off the Vietnam...
Mr. Hendry, I'm not trying to be argumentative.
All right, but I feel strongly. What would give you the right to take the names off the Vietnam War Memorial and replace them with Iraq War names?
Because the Vietnam War veterans did not win their war. And
well, I don't think...
Mr. Hendry, if I could, I think you need to understand. I believe that there should be three stages of memorials. If you won your war, then your veterans should get a memorial in Washington, D.C. If you tied your war, like in Korea, then I think places like Philadelphia or Kansas City should have your war memorial. But if you lost it, I think a very good solution is a traveling memorial. Currently, the Vietnam War Memorial does travel around the country.
Well, I know that, and that gives people who may not get to Washington, D.C., an opportunity to see a replica of it. But that's not the real memorial.
No, but the replica could become the memorial, and it travels around.
it just wouldn't have a permanent home in Washington.
No, sir, it would not.
Because they didn't win their war?
Mr. Henry, I honor each and every Vietnam veteran.
Oh, no, wait a minute, man. You're saying that, but you're not really doing it with your actions. You want to go to D.C. with a sandblaster and a wire brush and start taking those names off.
No, that's just what we in our military academy volunteer to do until we're old enough for active duty. But we want to do this for our Iraq War veterans who, on account of their win.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Do the Iraqi war veterans deserve their own memorial? Chances are yes. They haven't even fought the war yet, but chances are yes. Do they deserve to have it in place of the Vietnam veterans? Mr. Collins here says they do because what? Because Iraq will be a victorious war and will...
It'll overshadow Vietnam, which was pretty tough to swallow. Even now, 30-plus years later, the whole Vietnam War is pretty tough to swallow.
Not to the veterans, not to the guys that fought there, not to the guys that want to go to the wall.
Yeah, but to the rest of us it is. The veterans may want to go to that wall, but the rest of us, it's pretty tough to swallow.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Why do you have to take the Vietnam Vet Memorial? You say that it's because that they didn't win their war.
Well, you see, the Vietnam War wall is reminding people that we lost. And at this time, with the impending war with Iraq, we need to instill a winning attitude. And I do honor the Vietnam veterans.
Well, why can't you just put the Iraqi War Memorial somewhere else?
The other areas are not optimum in terms of foot traffic.
What about on the Capitol Mall?
They wouldn't put it on the Capitol Mall. There's nothing there except grass, then the reflecting pool, and then the Washington Monument. And that's closed. You can't get into it because of the Al-Qaeda flying a plane into it. Also, over to the left of the monument is the Vietnam Memorial. Everybody goes there because they want to go see the monument, too. That's why it would be good for the Iraq War Memorial.
So the poor Vietnam vets have to take...
Oh, Mr. Henry, please, not the poor Vietnam vets. I think they've had their butts kissed long enough, and I say that with great respect. But the fact of the matter is, instead of kissing butt, maybe we ought to kick some. My generation's going to go to Iraq and give them an ass-kicking. And
I will tell you this, son.
Sir, I'm a cadet. I'm not your son.
You want to get tough with me?
No, sir. I'm not getting tough with you. I'm just a cadet. I'm not your son.
Okay, cadet. The Vietnam vets served their country. They deserve a memorial.
Nobody is saying that they don't.
They deserve a permanent memorial, not one that's going to travel around the country.
What's wrong with it traveling around the country?
Then it becomes a memorial that doesn't have... And you say it's got to travel around the country because they lost their war.
It's a gradation. It's a three-step process. We're proposing three separate levels. Mr. Henry, I want to take my children to Washington and show them my name on the Iraq War Memorial. I want to be able...
Wait, your name?
Yes, sir, because I'm certain I will be fighting over there.
Okay, and if I had been fighting in Vietnam, where do I get to show my kids my name?
I think you need to explain first that you didn't win your war and that you're going to have to go to, like, San Diego to see it or something, or, you know, or wait till it comes to town.
1-800-4... You don't say you want to disrespect them, but you are.
I don't think so, sir.
I think you are. 1-800-449-8686. William, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I want to tell this young fella who's doing all this talking about getting his name on that memorial.
Yes,
the only
sir.
Way he can get his name on there is if they kill him. And I don't believe that he could take his children or anybody else if he was dead, to show him his name on any memorial.
What if you win the Congressional Medal of Honor?
And wait.
If you win the Congressional Medal of Honor,
just a minute.
Your name will be on it.
Let the man talk, R.C.
I fought in World War II. I was in during Korea and Vietnam. I fought in 9 battles during World War II. And I served my country for 30 years. And this young fella is talking about getting his name on a memorial, which is not, that memorial is not for people who are living. That memorial is for people who died fighting for our country. And just because they supposedly didn't win that war, They won the war when President Nixon dropped the bombs on North Vietnam, and they ended the ceasefire.
What?
And if he doesn't know, he ought to read a little bit about history.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I'm talking about the Vietnam War. You're wanting your name on that memorial.
Oh, but wait a second. If I do enough good stuff in Vietnam, like I blow up something, they'll put it on there because I'm a hero.
No, they won't. Heroes are not put on there, son. The only ones that are on there are people who died fighting for their country.
But that's what I'm talking about. You spent 30 years in the service, and did you get your name on it? No. All you
I didn't want my name on it. I'm still living.
Drinking beer or something.
No, I'm He's not alive. Drinking beer. I don't drink, and I don't smoke. And I'm 80 years old.
You don't smoke?
No, okay, I don't listen, smoke, and ass. I'm 80 years old. And you're the most disrespectful young
yes.
man that I have ever heard talk about this country.
Absolutely.
And you don't know what it means to be a real patriot.
Sorry, sir. I apologize.
You better apologize.
I apologize, sir. What was your
reaction? You don't even know what it means to go to Washington, D.C. and see our president take the oath.
I apologize.
You don't know what it means to be in combat yet. And I hope that when you do, if you ever have to, you might not ever even get over there. You don't know for sure.
I hope I do, sir. I hope I get
well, then the thing for you to do is get of age first and then volunteer. But
I'm 16 years old.
You got 2 more years, kid.
Well, you got 2 years. The war will be over by the time you get there.
Hey, Mr. Hendry, with all due respect, I'm talking to a veteran. You can take kid and shove it. Sir, could I...
Don't talk to me like that.
You didn't serve our country. Sir, could I ask you your...
How do you know if he didn't serve our country?
Because he said he didn't.
Look, I pay taxes. That's service enough.
Sir,
that's right.
Can I ask you what your rank was, sir?
Pardon me?
What was your rank? What rank did you attain?
I was a chief petty officer in the Navy.
Semper Fi.
That's the Marines.
That's the Marines. You don't know what Semper Fi is. See, you don't know beans.
Sir, could you... Is it possible to get your name on a stool down at the American Legion Hall?
On a what?
On a bar stool.
Why would I have it on a bar stool? I don't go to the American Legion.
Oh, I know.
I don't sit at the bar. I don't drink. Now, if you drink at age 16,
yes, sir.
Which is possible these days, I know you kids sneak around and do it,
yes,
and
sir.
You smoke pot.
No, sir.
And you talk about serving this country.
No, sir.
Listen,
don't
son, you don't know what it means to serve this country yet. You don't even know history.
Yes,
you better
I
get
do.
Your history book out and study and start reading about
what
the
years?
Vietnam War.
Yeah, what years
Have you
was
ever
it?
Went to a VA hospital and seen some of the Vietnam War veterans who sit there and have got legs shot off and who got legs swollen up so big that they can't walk and who are running around in wheelchairs?
You know, that's something I never did understand. How do you get your leg blowed off when you can just run around the explosion? I saw Sylvester Stallone do it in Rambo, and he...
Well,
you
don't
you
run
what,
around the explosion.
Sylvester Stallone has not anything to do with the Vietnam War.
Right. All right.
All you've ever seen is a stinking movie, and that is not real.
Sir,
if you, I'll tell you how they get them blowed off. They get blowed off trying to save somebody else's life.
Well, that
because
doesn't...
they saved maybe onto a grenade, or they were in a shell,
well,
a shell from the cannons or something. You know,
that doesn't make
I
any
also
sense.
Served in the army
right.
as a second lieutenant for 2 years.
Were you in the wax too?
All right, smartass. Listen, William, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I'm 1-800 that kind of people. You ought to even have him on, his,
right.
on your program.
What do you mean, was he in the wax?
Well, he's in the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard.
No, I wasn't either. I was in the Army and the Navy.
I bet you're a police explorer, too.
No, all right. Now, William, never mind. 1-800-449-8686. Before we go on, you have to promise me something.
Yes, sir.
To have respect, especially for the men that served in uniform for this country, have respect.
Mr. Hendry, I've got nothing but respect, and I honor every man and woman that ever served this country in uniform, whether they were in country or out of country, whether they were in combat or whether they were in the rear with the gear. Every last one of them I honor. And
then knock it off with the cracks about, were you in the wax, too?
Well, he said he was in all... He said...
I know what he said. He served in a lot of different things. We're talking with R.C. Collins. He's a cadet at the Bradley Military Academy. He believes that the Iraq War should have its own memorial in Washington, D.C., and it should take the place of the Vietnam War Memorial because the Iraq War will be victorious. The Vietnam War wasn't. I think that's an insult to the Vietnam vets.
Well, I don't mean to. I mean, how do you say that? What, are you telling me we won?
I just think it's an insult to the Vietnam vets.
So you're telling me we won?
I didn't say we won. I just think it's an insult to our veterans.
Then we didn't win.
All right, look it, kid. You know what I'm trying to say. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kittens.
On the line with me, R.C. Collins, a cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, California. You say you love your country, but you're talking about replacing the Vietnam War Memorial with an Iraq War Memorial that will have on it the names of the men who served in Iraq, and that the Vietnam War Memorial will be displaced and taken on the road. It will not be permanent. And you say the reason for that is because they lost the war in Vietnam, and you guys will win the war with Iraq. You're too young to even serve.
I feel confident, Mr. Henry, that I will be able to serve. And I would also at this time like to say that we propose a change in the rules on how you get your name on the war memorial. I think that if you served with distinction, you should get your name on, even if you're not dead. I would like to have my name on the Iraq War Memorial, because I think I will. Father will be visiting Bradley soon, and I would like to greet him with that news.
Your father will be?
Yes, sir.
So you think you're going to serve with such distinction you get your name on the war memorial?
Oh, absolutely, sir. I'm ready to eat my own guts. I'm psycho. Saddam Hussein, you know, if it flies, it dies.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Tom?
Yeah, still here.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Mr. Collins, I'm going to tell you something, son. You need to get a clue on life. You talk about how you're patriotic to your country.
You don't have a clue,
young man.
Well, what are you talking about?
Let me tell you something. What I'm talking about, young man. My father was on that wall. My father served his country, and you talk about a war not won. Everybody that went over there is a winner, buddy. My father's name's on that wall, and I'd like to see your ass take it off.
Well, wait a second. Your dad's a winner.
Oh no! Don't wait a second.
Your dad's a winner.
You better get you a history lesson, buddy. Is what you need.
Your dad's 6 feet under. How's he a winner?
He's a hero. He fought for his country.
Yeah, my dad fought for my country, and I can tell you it's more than you're ever going to do, young man.
I want to fight for my country.
Oh, you want to fight? You talk about how you're a psycho?
Yes,
psycho,
sir.
Psycho's not the word for it, buddy. You have no respect for your country whatsoever to think that you're going to do anything to that wall and take the names of those patriotic sailors, Marine, Air, and Army personnel that are on that wall.
Well, wait a second.
Doing the talking, you're doing the listening.
No, the only thing your dad won was a pile of dirt on his chest.
Right.
Now, that's real funny.
Know, hey, it's just a good thing you're not close enough where I could show you what that pile of dirt would look like when I got hold of your ass.
Wait a second, I respect your dad and everything.
You respect all our countrymen, son. If you respected our countrymen,
you wouldn't make the comments
you made earlier.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something, Mr. Henry does a service to our country, patriotic America.
Right. Thank you very much, sir.
Get a clue.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Whitney Houston's dealer. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I want you to tell me, R.C., we got Cadet Collins from Bradley Military Academy, and I have your commandant on the line, by the way.
Yes, sir?
I want you to tell me, why I'm supposed to tear down the Vietnam War Memorial or allow you to take a wire brush and a sandblaster?
Well, no, just so we can use it again. The Vietnam War Memorial will be traveling, but we can use that one for the Iraq War Memorial. But we will have to sandblast the names off.
Why should we do that?
Look, Mr. Henry, the ass-kicking we got in Vietnam was bad, but we will give it ass-kicking in Iraq. And I think that's the difference.
All right, is Commandant Wireman there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Commandant Wireman, you are the head of Bradley Military Academy.
Yes, sir.
All right, I have on the line here William, and I have R.C. Collins, one of your cadets. William, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Commandant Wireman?
Yes, Phil, I don't quite know what the problem is.
You've got a young man on the line here who is talking about tearing down the Vietnam War Memorial, and this gentleman, William, was taking exception to that.
Yes, sir.
Well, if I may.
Yes, sir.
Sir, are you a regular Army?
Yes, sir. I served with the United States Army at Pleiku.
Okay. And you're, are you still in the service?
No, sir. I'm retired.
Yeah, okay. So
I'm a retired lieutenant colonel.
I'm retired, and I'm just a plain old ensign, which after 17 years of serving as a chief petty officer in the Navy, I was promoted to ensign. I
thought, that means he was in the Navy.
Why don't you shut up a minute?
I know what it means, you idiot. Go ahead, Williams. I'm sorry.
This young man does not realize that a person can serve in two branches of the service. Then he accused me of being an explorer or some damn thing.
I said a police explorer. That's pretty good.
Would you please keep your sewer underneath your nose shut so I can listen to this man?
I served in the Pacific during World War II, and I served during Korea and Vietnam. I retired off of Guam in 1967, which the Vietnam War was still going on. And I tried to explain to this young man that...
Where's Guam?
Shut the hole under your nose. Go ahead, sir.
I tell you, you know, the first thing you ought to do in the morning is kick that little butthole out of the academy because he doesn't deserve the education that he's getting from you.
Commandant Wireman, Cadet Wireman, did you say to this man that he was in the police explorers?
Sir, I admit it only...
Did you say to this man that he was in the police explorers, yes or no?
Yes, sir.
You know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to have you kiss the gunner's daughter. Take it below, Mr. Henry, for the makings.
I don't even know what the police explorers is. It must be some of those kid games that they play nowadays with the 15, 16-year-old kids.
I think it's some kind of a molestation deal.
Well, if I may jump in.
Would you shut the hole under your nose?
No, it's Mr. Henry, Commandant Wireman.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
The police explorers, William, is a youth program that the police have. It's much like Boy Scouts, only it's run by the police.
Oh, well,
I
donate money to them every year for here in Florida.
How could you give them money when you don't even know what they is?
Would you shut the filthy sewer under your nose?
You mean what they are?
Huh?
You mean what they are or what they is? You
what
can't
they...
even speak good English.
You don't even speak English very good.
Oh, yeah?
You said what they is.
No, it's what...
You're
no,
the one
he was...
said what they is.
You said what they is. He's quoting it back.
You're you know...
Sir,
you know,
Mr.
son,
William,
you...
sir, father donated a lot of money for the Commandant's ball. I'll never get kicked out of Bradley.
My bare ass. I will have you out in civvies on the street tomorrow.
You bet. And that's where he belongs.
Well, you disrespect, as a matter of fact.
The reason he's there is because his father and mother don't want him.
What is they?
That's the truth. That's why they send you to places like that with the attitude that you have.
William, sir, I can assure you father won't like this.
Well, I don't care what your father likes. Yeah. I don't know him, and I don't ever want to know him if he's anything like you.
Bend over. You're kissing the gunner's daughter.
No, sir.
Yes.
Well,
I did that with a... We use sugar cane, William. We can use a Raton cane on them, and we hit the bare end of their feet. I can tell you something. It doesn't leave a bruise, and it can certainly cause a great deal of pain, sciatic, all the way up the back.
Well, he's got enough sciatic. He needs...
What the hell is going on?
None of your business. Yeah, I love it.
He's a psycho, I think.
Good Lord.
You better get rid of that kid or else he's going to ruin your whole academy.
Hey, William, when you fought with General Lee, did you get a lot of that Southern porn?
Okay, that's it.
Well.
Ah!
There, you bastard.
I didn't serve with General Lee. I was from the North.
All right, now, William, we're going to take a drill to his nuts.
Faithfully.
Yes, sir. God bless you,
take too.
Take
that boy to the Vietnam...
Yes.
Or to the Vietnam hospital or to the VA hospital someplace and show him what those boys and men went through over there.
My mother made me lie with her every time she had her special orange juice.
All right, I'm taking a sandblaster to your gonads. Filthy-mouthed little piece of garbage.
You need to get rid of that boy out
Absolutely.
Of your family because he's going to ruin the rest of the good men
right.
that are there.
Hey, William, this is interesting. I have another veteran calling in. His name is Lloyd in Alhambra. Lloyd, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here, and I want to back up what William was saying in the Commandant. I served my country in the United States Navy as well, William. I was with the U.S. Navy at Chosin Reservoir when we pulled the Marines out of there in Korea. And I'll tell you something right now. This little... Oh, why did you get a piece of fat and slide off? Why, you filth... All right.
Shut the hole under your nose.
It's too bad that he has been raised the way he has.
Absolutely.
And
yes,
I believe really and truly that his parents are at fault and they've gotten rid of him because he has this attitude and he's probably a spoiled brat.
Hey, William, did you ever have to fight a dictator?
You mean dictator, you dumbass.
About dictators, I talk about dictators.
You don't speak good English.
Who do you think Hitler was?
A dictator?
No, he was a dictator, not a dictator, as you call it.
Yes,
you don't even know how to speak.
I am so ashamed of the fact that this young man...
What do you mean, a dictator?
Okay, that's it. I'm done with this foul-mouthed little piece of crap. Listen, William, for all of the service to our country, we appreciate it very much.
Well...
You're a fine man, and thank you very much for still being with us. So many
you
of
know
our
what
World
to
War
do
II
with,
vets are...
I tell you what to do with that young fellow. They're in California, right?
Yes, sir.
Take him out about 5 mile or 10 mile or 50 mile and drop him off in deep water. That'd be the best thing ever happened to this country.
Preferably from an airplane.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, way up.
All right, sir. Thank you very much, William.
You bet. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. A dictator.
Well, I didn't know.
Oh, shut up.
Shut the hole under your nose. Shut your filthy sewer.
You